Hello.
Hello, Ron.
Yes, ma'am. So I have just there is a good news for the different customer and a good news for you either.
Oh, that's good.
Not this Friday, not this Friday, the upcoming Friday, okay? The next Friday. The next Friday, all the amounts we are going to credit to your account, okay? All the amounts will be going to credit, and we will just simply check the account and helping you to just simply redeem your insurance and about the ANZ credit card either on the next Friday or next Saturday maximum, okay?
Okay, so what
Yeah.
date's that?
Sorry?
That's the what date's that? Because I'm just
Oh.
looking to see when I've got to make payments out of my account.
You just told me your payment will be at 23rd of March.
No, there's the seventh.
7th.
Yeah,
Okay,
the
okay, okay.
seventh. Now there's the 7th, the 13th, and the 23rd.
7th of?
7th, the 13th, and the 23rd.
Okay, and the amount will be coming up on Friday 10, on 10 or 10, madam, on 10th of March.
10th. So I need money on the 7th of March.
Okay, you need money on the 7th of March. No problem. So we will just do one thing. We will just simply going to help you to credit it by Monday because 7th is, I guess, on like Tuesday. So on 6th or before 6th, we will try to do it for you. Okay. Yeah. So, and we have just also received one more platform, which we need to just cancel. Okay. Let me just check. Which is known as Zip. Have you ever used any Zip, ma'am?
No.
Zip Pay, anything like that? You never ever use. So we need to register it and we need to just create the account with you. And in the meantime, do you have the driver's license with you?
Yes.
And
Oh, not.
you also remember your Westpac ID password, correct? Login ID
Yes.
password. Okay,
Yes.
correct. Because it is to verify your account.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got to take photos again, have I?
No, it will not taking any photo. It
Oh,
will be
that's
just
good.
asking to fill up the numbers. No problem if you don't have you need to carry your debit card. Be handy with a debit card. Okay. Yeah. From the Westpac, like you have the 19-digit card, right?
Yes, I've
Apart
got
from this card,
nothing.
apart from that card, you don't have any other card?
Just my credit card, those two, and the Commonwealth card.
The Commonwealth card. Okay,
Yes.
okay. You got the Commonwealth card either, but your Commonwealth, you don't use the online banking, right?
No, I don't use that for online banking.
Or do you got your online banking ID password from the Commonwealth, ma'am?
No, I've never joined up to it.
Okay, you never ever joined. And what about, is there any funds coming onto your Commonwealth or not?
No, only if I go in and put some money in there.
All right. And from that, what I can say, from that Westpac, you just only have one card, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just check whether that card will be accepted or not. Let me just check. That 19-digit card will be accepted or not, is going to be accepting or not. Once you see open, please do let me know.
Okay.
Yeah.
My sister messaged me this morning that my Facebook has been hacked. I don't know whether that's anything to do with what you're doing.
Again, the Facebook is getting hacked. Whose Facebook?
Yes.
Your Facebook.
Yes, my Facebook.
And did you see any unusual messages to somebody whom you haven't text, but the text has been gone to them?
Well, they messaged me that I'm contacting them, but I said no, I haven't contacted them.
So the message is showing you that somebody has contacted you, right? Somebody has
No,
contacted me.
They were contacted by me and it wasn't me.
Okay, I understand. Somebody has done it on behalf of you.
Yes.
No problem. Just do one thing. I'll just, once, give me 1 or 2 days. Once the things will be done, I'll changing the password, each and everything from your Facebook. Okay. So that once I create a new password, nobody is going to be interfere inside your account. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
It's because what happened?
The messages that I've been contacting and made.
I understand. Okay. Now, once you see open, just do let me know.
Yes, it's just a bit slow.
Okay, no problem.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah. Because it has been sorted out. Because it has been sorted out, yeah.
Yes. That's makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, correct. And is it raining outside?
No, it's a nice day today.
Okay.
This one's very slow.
No problem. It will be coming up. And what's your routine for today? What are you going to do today?
Just some more gardening, sorting things out. I've only been in this house 12 months and I've spent a lot of money on the garden, so I want to just look after it.
Okay. Now press on open. And this Thursday, your salary will be going to be credited, right? Again, this Thursday.
Yes, I go to work on Thursday.
Okay.
But I'm just asking
for the wages. Like the wages are going to be credited to your account this Thursday, right?
Yes, Thursday, the wages go in, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I'll be working Thursday.
Okay. I just press on sign up. Press on sign up, ma'am.
Wait there, it hasn't come up yet.
Okay.
I'll be all afternoon this week, so.
Okay.
If you need to contact them.
Okay, like you will be all afternoon, doesn't mean that?
Yes, you can contact me in the morning up till 12 o'clock.
Before 12 o'clock or after 12 o'clock?
Before 12 o'clock.
Okay, well, that is the thing. So your shift has been changed and you will be available to your home before 12, right?
I'll be at home, yes, till 12 o'clock in the morning I'll be here. Then I have to go to work.
Yeah, for this week, right?
Yes.
Okay, no problem.
Yes, but I'm home tomorrow.
Yeah, you are home tomorrow. And normally from tomorrow onwards, at what time you will be reach your home? At what time you will be reach your home?
8:30 at night.
8:30 at night. Okay, so if I need to contact you after 8:30, it will be possible for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Put your mobile phone number there. Your internet is very slow now.
Yes.
Now press on send code. Did you press on send code?
Yes.
Okay. It will be coming up with a code.
Yes. 478472.
Yeah. Put that 478472. No, wait. It is just going to verify the number. Now it will be just giving you to fill up your basic informations. Now press on let's go at the bottom. Now put your first name, the fill up the form by your own end. Is it working slow? The mobile phone is working slow?
Yeah, no, it's all going in. I'm up to my address.
All right, lovely. Now you need to check onto the address. There will be some suggestions will be coming up. Once you see the correct suggestion, tap on that suggestion.
Yeah, no, it's not coming up my one, so.
Okay, after address, you put your postcode, your zip code, then it will be coming up.
Oh, I've lost it.
No problem. Do it one more time.
I've got it back.
Okay.
No, it's still not, won't move. Okay.
Nothing happens?
Yeah, no, it's gone in now, residential.
Okay. So once you got your address, you just tap on that. You got it, right?
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. Now scroll it down.
Yeah.
And check what are the options there.
Just on an Australian citizen.
Yeah, tick that. I'm an Australian citizen.
Yeah, I've done that. And now I'm on continue.
I beg your pardon.
Continue?
Yeah, press on continue. Now click on connect to bank. Yeah.
Now it says search your bank.
Yeah. So type in the name of your bank. It will be coming up.
Westpac has come up underneath it. So I'll just press on Westpac.
Tap on the Westpac. And you need to put your ID and the password of your online banking once it will be coming up to verify your bank.
So is that the account number or?
No, your online banking customer ID and the password. The way you just simply log in by putting your details. You understand?
Yeah, no, I've got to get the customer ID number. I'll have to go and get that.
So you don't remember your customer ID?
My password, but usually I just use my password.
Okay, just give me a moment.
Okay, I'll go and get it.
Yes, ma'am. Do you got your
customer? Well, I'm not sure whether this is right or not because it's got, even though I've got it written down, it's got no other numbers beside it. I'm not sure whether it's supposed to be six or eight words.
Okay, I'll help you. Wait for a second. Nothing to be worried about. You just press the home button. Wait. Now, once you go to your home screen, first, what you need to do, like where you have like seated down, madam, like are you nearby your window?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, you just simply open the Red Any Desk. We need to just disconnect you and again connect you. Open the Red Any Desk. Yeah. Now, once you see any start now, press on start now.
Yep, press start now.
Yeah. Now press the home button. The square button from the bottom.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, and log in to your Westpac first. Log in to your Westpac account. This is a feast. Once you logged into your Westpac account, please do let me know.
Just slow, that's all.
Okay, no problem.
Yes, it's come up.
Okay, it's come up. Okay, yeah. Now once it's come up, can you see at the bottom there will be something called profile? Press on profile. Now, here we go. Can you see at the top your customer ID number?
Yes.
Yeah, first you write down that ID number in a piece of paper.
240986. Yeah, that's the number I've got written down. Oh, good to know.
Okay, five. Yeah. Press on sign out.
524. Yep.
0986. So press on sign out now. Yeah.
Yep.
Now press the home button. Press the home button. Now you need to press the square button. Now wait for a second. Now just give me a moment. Now can you see the page has been coming up? Now you just simply swipe the screen from left side to right side. Slowly. Yeah, now wait. Now can you see zip? Click on zip.
Yeah,
click on zip. Now put the customer number. Yeah, put the customer number and you know the password by your own.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now scroll down. Is that ID is correct? The customer ID is correct?
I'm putting that in there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right. That number's right.
Okay. Now put the password.
Okay.
Now press on connect. Now wait. Now, once you see, okay. That means the account has been verified. So you have the driver's license with you, ma'am, now?
Yes, I've got that.
So you put your middle name. Now scroll down the page. Click on the arrow at the bottom. Yeah. Now, put the state and the license number.
then put the license number.
Now match the license number first. Is the license number is correct?
136-719-170, because the numbers cover the screen when I'm putting it in and I can't see if it's exactly right, but I follow it.
136-03.
Yeah, yeah. 136-719-170.
Yep. 36, ma'am. You put 036. Check it over there.
036. Yep. 719-170.
Okay, but you read the number 136.
No, it's 0.
0. Okay.
3619-170.
Yeah. Click on card number. Click on card number. Press on card number. Now look onto your driver's license. There will be the card number. Can you see
it's
the card bank number?
Yeah.
The alphanumeric card number. So put the card number. First you type it and then press the back arrow and then match it. Whether it is, and you need to remember one thing. Is it showing you in the capital letters? So you need to put it in the capital letters. The way it has been written down, you need to written down in the same way.
Wait there.
It's capital A again, capital A.
I pressed it to stay in capitals and it wouldn't stay.
It's done?
960EAAC704.
Okay, now press the back button. Now check. Is it correct? No, wait, wait, cancel. Press and cancel. Did you? Yeah. Now wait. Now check the details.
Yes, I'm just checking. 960EAAC704. Yes, it's right.
Press and continue. Now it is going to verify it has been. Now put the card information there. The card number, let me just check it. This is the most important thing, whether it will be allowing you to verify that card or not. So put your card holder name.
But this is saying MasterCard or Visa.
It will be recognized automatically. The card
okay,
which you
okay.
have, which put the
yes.
Visa, it will be recognized.
So what card? Do you want a Westpac card?
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the Westpac card.
Westpac card, yeah, not my license.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Zero.
No. Wait. It is showing you card holder's name.
Yeah.
Put your name first. On that box, you need to put your name.
And then the card number?
Yeah.
And that's my Westpac card?
No. You can see card holder name. Look onto your card. What is your name has been written? Is it written Angela Host or Angela May Host or Angela? What is showing you on the card?
On my Westpac card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Onto your Westpac card, what name has been written down?
What I'm writing.
Okay. Lovely. Now put the card number, the next box, click on card number, now put the card number.
Wait, this won't fit any more in.
It is not taking any more in. Now,
but they're asking for a Visa or a MasterCard. and this has got more numbers than that.
Yeah, because, and what type of card it is?
It's the handy card, Westpac handy card.
Okay, Westpac handy card. Okay, yes, then it is not going to be accepted. It is not going to be accepted then.
My new Visa card hasn't been activated.
The Visa card from the Westpac you are talking about?
Yes, it hasn't been activated yet because I couldn't do it, remember?
Okay, but you told me that is the ANZ card you told me.
Yeah, my ANZ Visa has not been activated because I had trouble when I tried to do it.
I'm talking about the Westpac debit card.
Yes, it's activated, but the number won't fit in.
I understand. Can you just do one thing? And how far is the branch from your home?
I've got to go to town, which is over an hour away.
Okay, then it is not needed. Wait for a second.
This is what happened before.
Okay, just give me a moment. Be with me.
₹500 नहीं वो रिजेक्ट कर दिया वापस 5 दिन लगेगा 5 दिन ना इसमें ऑलरेडी खराब है 527,000 रुपया होगा 27,000 500 क्या किसको रेवोल्यूट में रेवोल्यूट से टोटल अरे तीन है एक 4,000 दोनों रिजेक्ट कर दिया और जिप भी नहीं होगा इसका 19 डिजिट का कार्ड नहीं ले रहा नहीं सब कस्टमर करा रहे थे
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, actually, the thing is that you have the 19-digit card from your Westpac, and that is the reason it is not getting recognized.
Yes.
So when you just created the account from the Westpac, they do not did not provide you the 16-digit card.
No, that's the only card I've got.
So that's the only card you have got.
A handy card, yes.
And that is the handy card. But
yes.
This card, please let me tell you, every platform nowadays, just 16-digit card number is verifying. Okay. Apart from the 16-digit card, the platform are rejected the 17-digit card number or 19-digit card number. Okay.
Yes.
And that is the main problem. That is the main problem. And let me just check. Okay, leave that. It is not needed then. Leave that. Close anyway. Okay. You just do one thing. You press the home button. What I can do, I can just do a different thing. You just press the home button.
Yep.
Because we are almost done and we are almost nearby by the securities. You go to your home screen. You press the home button.
Yeah. Done that.
Okay. Yeah, now what we need to do, madam, and just tell me, because I need to just securing the wedges. All right, I need to just securing the wedges. And I have just talked to my head office. Okay, they have got the confirmation that on Monday, all of the funds will be credited to your account. Okay, are going to be credited to your account. So first of all, you just tell me one important thing, madam. You need to tell me one important thing. Okay, like what is the expenses of yours in between 2 or 3 days? Do you have any expenses?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
The 7th
because
was the first one.
Sorry, how much?
The 7th is the first one.
Okay, apart from that insurance, you did not need to think about the insurance, talking about your living expenses.
Oh, I've got some cash. It doesn't matter.
Like how much you have just for your expenses? $200, $300, how much?
$1,000.
So you have the $1,000 with you, right?
Yes.
For your, okay, that's lovely. So I can just simply add the funds onto the Revolut to just simply protecting the wages so that on Monday, everything will be credited to your account. Understand?
Yes. Okay.
So you just simply log into your Westpac. Now, once you log into your Westpac, we need to add the funds. You have near about 3,800, right, onto your Westpac account, right? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
We need to just simply add the funds onto that Revolut to protect the wages either. Okay, so you have just near about 3,800 onto your Westpac, correct?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that one.
I'm just asking you, onto your account, you have the balance 3,817, correct?
Yes, that's right.
As we need to protect the wedges, we are going to add the amount on the Revolut. Not that 3,800, we are just going to add the 3,500, all right? And everything will be going to be credited on Monday. So press on dollar sign at the bottom. Press on the dollar sign at the bottom. Yeah. And did you press on the dollar sign at the bottom? Yeah, click on pay someone.
Click on pay someone.
Yeah. And click onto your Angela host. Where you see the Angela host, click on that. Did you click on pay someone first?
Yes, okay. It's come up how much?
Yeah. Now put the amount 3,500. It's 3,500, madam.
Sorry, couldn't hear that.
3,500. 3,500.
Yeah. Okay, I've got it now.
Okay, click on pay, press on pay. And click on pay. Now let me just check. Now it has been sent. Now press on done. Press on done. Now you log out from your account. You log out from your account. Yeah. Now you go to the home screen and just wait for 1 or 2 minutes. After 2 minutes, you need to log into the Revolut and check whether the balance has been added or not onto your Revolut account. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can take a glass of water for you. I'm just giving you a break for 5 minutes. All right. I'm putting on hold.
Okay.
You take a glass for you. Yeah. Yeah, correct. And then I'll let you know to just log into your Revolut. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You take a glass of water, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just simply log into your Revolut, ma'am.
I'm doing that.
Okay. Your internet is working very slow.
Very, very slow.
Yeah. Now, what has came up?
We've sent you an email.
Okay, use the home button and open up the email. Now click on that first one and press on that. Yeah, confirm login like that.
Confirm login.
Press on confirm login. Now put the PIN. 0786.
Yeah, wait there, it's not come up yet.
Okay. Now let me check the amount has been added or not.
Still hasn't come up yet.
It has not come up yet, right? It will be coming within a few minutes. Alright. It will be coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, so you press payment.
Okay, yeah, that $55 which we have added. Now we need and now this time we need to check that $3,500 which we have added, it is going to be added or not. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you press the home button and you need to check it after 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, leave that. Because the thing is, it will be not going to be added. So right now it's 12:50. Okay, right now it's 12:50.
Yep.
You need to just log into your account, that Revolut, at 12. Our system declined.
Oh, it's five to one yeah. Up here.
Okay, open that message. Why it is getting declined? I'm not understanding. open up the message. Email, open up the email.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah.
They've declined it.
Click on the back arrow. Scroll down. No, just wait for a second. No, wait. You need to open the Revolut first, ma'am. The first email. Revolut email, which is coming up at 12:50. Open that. Not that one.
This is 12:50. That's
the time. Yeah, time.
Open that.
Now scroll it down. Go to the bottom. I think you need to talk to them, all right? And that's why. Scroll it down. Go to the bottom. Is there any number there? Press on reply. Now type in there. I'm just trying to add the funds from my friend's account. You just simply declined it. And again, I'm just trying to add the funds from my account. You again declined it. Can you just tell me what is happening? Just write it down.
What is it I am trying to send?
Yeah, I'm trying to add the funds to the Revolut from my friend's account. It is getting declined. And now I am trying to add a funds from my own account. It is again getting declined. I am trying to add the funds from my friend account. From my friend's account to the Revolut, to my Revolut account. Revolut account. It is getting declined.
Is that how you spell Revolut?
Revolut account. It is getting declined.
Yeah, from my friend's account to my Revolut account.
And now, I am trying to add the funds from my own bank account to the Revolut account, and again it is declined. And now I am trying to add some funds from my own bank account to the Revolut account, but again it is getting declined. And again it is getting declined. Getting neglected. Can you just tell me what is the reason behind? Or can you provide me your helpline number so that I can call you or I can talk to you?
can you just give me a phone number so that I can contact with you?
Now send it to them. Now once you send it to them, now give a click on the back arrow, go to the top. Now wait, now you press the home button. Give a click on the back arrow. Yeah, you press the home button now and open up the Google map. Now type on the Google Revolut contact number. Contact number. Now, can you see the Revolut contact number?
Yeah, it's come up. It's an automated phone line.
But it will be just helping you to block your card. Block your Revolut card in the app anytime or call our automated phone line. This automated number can help you block your card and offers record information. Scroll it down. Now can you see how do I contact Revolut customer support? Give a click on that. How do I contact?
Well, we have sent the email.
What it will be telling you?
You can contact us anytime through the chat function in the Revolut app, by email, including its Revolut. By phone number 1-300-281-208.
So first you write down the number.
Yeah.
You write down the number. Yeah. You write down the number.
Yeah.
And you remember your account information, right? They will ask you what is the Revolut ID. So you need to tell them the ID, and you know your email and you know your password. Welcome@786, correct?
Yeah.
So now what you need to do, you need to just simply call them and you need to tell them that the thing is that yesterday I was trying to add some funds from my friend's account, Mr. Ian's account, okay? Mr.
Yeah.
Ian's account. So I'm just trying to add the funds, 1,000 or 3,000. It is getting rejected. Now today I have just tried to add the first $55 from my own account, from a Westpac account. It has been added. Now this time I am trying to add the 3,500 from my own account. It is getting declined. I'm not understanding what it is going on. So they will just tell you the reason. And you need to tell them, if they tell you that we put a blocker or anything, you need to tell them, yes, you need to just remove the blocker, or you need to just simply allow me so that I can add the funds and I can just transfer it to my friend, to my friend's brother. Okay. So that is the thing you need to just tell them. And the thing is that they have just simply reversed your money. So you need to just get the confirmation, like at how many days it will be returned back to my account, the 3,500. Understand?
Yeah.
You got it? Or I repeat it one more time?
No, that's all right. I know that. Now, what is the account number? I've got the password. What's the account number?
Whose account number? Your account number?
Yeah, what's my account number for Robot?
Yeah. Yeah, you press the home button. You press the home button and open up the Revolut. Open up the Revolut. They will ask you your like your email address, because we have created the email.
Yeah.
So you Can you see that it's been cancelled? Can you see the payment has from Angela Host has been cancelled? 12:51.
Yeah.
So give a click on the left hand side top corner where you see Hey H. Give a click on that H. Now can you see that is the your unique number. ID? No, not the account yes. number. That is your unique ID. Yes. This below your Angela host is showing you at the rate Angel L Angel TTKC. This is your account name, account holder yes. name. You need to write down. Yes. You need to write them that at yes. at sign Angel TTKC yes. all in the small one. Yeah. Now what you yes. need to do once you call on that number, they will connect the yes. call and you need to just simply talk to them and you need to just tell them that I was trying to add some funds from my friend's account, Mr. Ian, yesterday for 1,000. It is getting rejected and just try one more time for 3,000. It is again getting rejected. Okay.
Yes.
Now I have just tried to add $55 for checking whether my Revolut account is working or not. So it has been added. The $55 has been added. But now from my own bank account, from my own Westpac account, I tried to add the 500. It is getting rejected again. It is getting declined again. So can you tell me yes. what is the problem, or you just allow me so that I can add the funds and I can transfer the funds to my friend's brother? Who just started the business like that. Okay. So yes. that is the thing. So if they're going to tell you the problem or giving you the solution, and then at the last time before I have the call, you need to ask them, because you have canceled that 3,500 and it is going to be transferred to my account, at what time it will be getting refunded to my account? Like how many days? It will be, they will just tell you 2 days, 3 days. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just call on that number. You come out from the you come out from that Revolut, go to your home screen and call on that number. I'm hanging up the call.
Yeah.
Okay. You call on that number. So once you're done with them, you just send me that email. Okay. You just send me the email yeah. that wrong. I have done with them. You can call me back. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.